USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president addressing a large red, white, and blue crowd in Toledo, Ohio at a COG Keep America Great rally. Earlier in the day, President Trump, speaking at the White House, standing firm on his decision to kill top Iranian terrorist Soleimani. The president telling reporters, "We caught a total monster.
We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy. We also did it for other reasons that were very obvious."
Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi on Capitol Hill holding a news conference and holding a war powers resolution vote in the House aimed at limiting the president's ability to strike Iran in the future. It's a non-binding resolution, Republicans calling it weak because it will never become law. It's basically the House sending a note to the president saying, "Hey, we don't approve of you doing any further action against Iran." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So when will House Speaker Nancy Pelosi send the two articles of impeachment over to the Senate? The matter's still up in the air. Reaction now from South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham.
So what I would suggest we do, if we have to and hope we don't, is that deem the articles delivered upon passage, set a date certain for the trial, give the House notice we're going to start the trial this date, send managers over to present your case.
In other news, CNN settling a multi-million-dollar lawsuit filed by high school student Nick Sandman over its botched coverage of a viral confrontation with a Native American elder that portrayed the Kentucky teenager as the aggressor. He was wearing a President Trump red MAGA Make America Great Again hat. CNN settling with Sandman for an undisclosed amount of money. On his Twitter account, he posts, "Yes, we settled with CNN. Now his attorneys will go after NBC News and The Washington Post." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump plans to ease some environmental regulations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
At a White House event, President Trump described many federal regulations as job killers that he says waste considerable amounts of time and money. He insists there will still be strong environmental and safety standards in place, but says he wants to speed up approvals for pipelines, drilling, and highway projects. Airport expansions and the construction of mines would also be covered in a revised federal rule. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Prime Minister of Canada reacting to the plane shot down by an Iranian missile. Most of the victims on board connected to Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the plane that crashed that killed dozens of Canadians appears to have been shot down by an Iranian missile.
Canada is working with its allies to ensure that a thorough and credible investigation is conducted to determine the causes of this fatal crash.
Speaking with reporters, Trudeau says they have intelligence and evidence that indicate the plane was shot down by Iran. I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green, the Dow gaining almost 212 points to close at 28,956. The Nasdaq up 74 points, the S&P 500 up almost 22 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.